grace, mercy, and peace from God, our Father, and the Lord Jesus Christ, our Savior. Amen.
Amen.
House cleaning. Which one of you have cleaned their houses before? I am sure those words can freak you out a little bit. Be sure to think for myself. House cleaning is not fun at times, but it needs to be done. Whenever I visited my grandparents in Colorado, my grandma always wanted to make sure their house was spotless. You could take the white glove and move it along bookshelves or tables, and when you picked it up, there would not be any dust or dirt on the glove. That is how spotless their house was. And I adored that as a child, walking in into that house, just smelling that nice clean smell. But as my grandparents got older, they had to move out of their house for safety reasons. Most of my entire family had to deep clean their house to be sold. During my life, I have moved from place to place multiple times. These moves included starting in Missouri, where I was born, to Arizona, to South Texas, and to St. Louis. Once I was in St. Louis, I could determine where I would go myself without my parents coming with me. During this time, living on my own, I learned how to clean house myself without my mom watching over me and giving chores for me to do. So I had to do these chores by myself. But moving by myself to different locations in the U.S., like I just said, from St. Louis and then to Houston, to Chicago, and now here to Dupuy at Sunday, it has forced me to make sure my apartment is spick and span clean before I move out. Each Saturday growing up, my siblings and I thought who was going to do the cleaning chores for the week, whether it's cleaning the kitchen, the living room, or the bathrooms, and whether it's dusting, vacuuming, sweeping, or mopping. All of us wanted to make sure we were ready for the company coming, or for just cleaning for the week. When I do my spring cleaning, which is just about to happen since it's the beginning of March, I have to make sure all things are cleaned one way or another. From what both my grandparents and mom taught me on how to cleanse things, I surely want this spotless cleanliness to be a part of my life also. The spring cleaning and or household cleaning can be related to the gospel reading we just heard. The reading came from John chapter 2, verses 13 through 22. In these verses, Jesus cleanses the temple in Jerusalem. There are a few different reasons why Jesus had to cleanse the temple. First, Jesus was not happy that others, some Jews and non-Jews, took advantage of the temple. They took advantage by using the courtyard for their own use, because they sold cattle, sheep, doves, and other animals for their own business dealings. As Jesus is fully human and fully divine, concurrently, he had his own senses. These senses did not change just because of his divine nature. Eyes for seeing, ears for hearing, nose for smelling, tongue for tasting, and fingers for touching. As Jesus walked into the temple court, I am sure that he noticed that the smell of the temple was different than before. This smell can be related to different types of animals that were present and stated in verse 14. As these animals have bodily functions too, just as us humans do, why would anyone like to worship in a place that has a foreign smell to it? Since Passover was near, thousands of people were in Jerusalem. The temple needed to be a place where all people could worship in peace. Jesus needed to get rid of the old sacrifices, which were the cattle, sheep, and doves that the Jews were giving to God. So he took a cord, bound it to the three strands, and made a whip from it. Each of these strands mean the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. He was foretelling on that he was the ultimate sacrifice. That is why he needed to get the old sacrifices out to bring the new, which will be him dying on the cross. Secondly, Jesus realized that he had to teach and show others that this place needs to be clean and holy. He was not just speaking about the temple in Jerusalem he was standing in. This specific temple was not the first one. This structure was the second temple built after the Babylonian exile. The temple, which is Jesus is referring to, is his body. His body is the temple of God. And this temple will live forever. As living beings, God put us on earth for one reason or another. Our bodies are the temples of God. As we are in the season of Lent, we need to prepare our bodies for God and Christ's coming. As in spring cleaning, they need to get rid of the old and bring in the new, which is very important. All of us were born with sin. No one is perfect except Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ had to be born to this earth and live among us for us to realize that we needed a Savior. Thirdly, by doing this, Jesus needed to speak of his death and resurrection. Christ died on the cross for our sins to be forgiven. After 3 days, he rose from the dead. Thereby, he conquered death, so we do not have to suffer from our sins. We have new life in Christ when our sins have been washed away. One way of receiving new life is in the waters of holy baptism. Our old life, or old Adam, is gone, and our new life, or second Adam, is here to stay. Once we are baptized, we are a child of God. From being a child of God, each one of us believers are brothers and sisters and siblings in Christ. We are also a family of believers. As a family, yes, we argue, disagree, and fight at times. That is our human nature. But God has called each one of us by name. As God has called each one of us by name, he has called us to the altar to partake of the body and blood of Christ in the sacrament of Holy Communion or Eucharist, which we're just about to do in a little bit. Jesus instituted both of these sacraments during his ministry. We can see the elements of each sacrament by the water, bread, anyone. Also, we receive the forgiveness of sins during both. As a Christian, we are to be repentant of our wrongdoings. God does not just want inward reflection of ourselves, but wants us to use outward reflection of ourselves towards others. This is where discipleship comes into play. As Matthew 28:19-20 states, "Go, therefore, and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and the Son and of the Holy Spirit, and teaching them to obey everything I have commanded you. And remember, I am with you always to the very end of the age." Jesus commissioned the 11 disciples to do his work when he ascended into heaven. But Christ has given us the task of being disciples too. A disciple is an intentional Christian. And as a community of believers, we should have conversations with others to prepare our hearts and minds and those of others. As we wait for the second coming, we need to prepare our hearts and minds to listen about his death and resurrection during this Lenten season. Thereby, we have to do our own house cleaning within ourselves to properly receive the word of God. And the peace that transcends all understanding may keep our hearts and minds in Christ Jesus. Amen.